Let's have a chat with the keeper, Morgan. Wasn't to be, was it today?
Not today, no. I mean, we give it our all, didn't we? Prepared right. There's not much else you can do. Got beat by the best side of the day, I think. Yeah. But
You yourself brought out a couple of good saves in the first half.
A couple of good saves in the first half. But I mean, end of the day, we've conceded two later in the game and can get back from it, could we? But
what do you put it down to, though? I mean, the whole side really didn't get going at all, did it?
No, not normally we set out the traps, we get a couple of early goals, and that I think that sets us off. So, I mean, when we couldn't get our early goals, maybe stumped us for a little bit, but we defended well first half and majority of the second half, and then we just couldn't find a goal, could we? We weren't clinical enough. But again, what can you do? What can you do now?
Yeah, I mean, what was the message at half time?
Just keep doing what we're doing. I thought first half we was brilliant, to be fair. So the message was just keep doing what we're doing. Just how much do we want it? Just keep going at them. Desire, hunger, but I don't know.
Just not to be. So now it's concentration now on the league. I don't know who your next game is.
We're cup game on Tuesday against
Senior Cup.
Yeah, Senior Cup. So yeah, we'll kick on in the Senior Cup and then kick on in the league, hopefully. But
you'll get over it.
I'll get over it. I'll be there. Maybe someday.
All right, thanks. I hate to say it, but you already summed up this interview, Westy, when you said you didn't turn up.
Yeah, that's the frustrating thing. You know, we've been great this year. We've been great this tournament. And that's the most disappointing thing, really. Sometimes if you give you everything and you were unbelievable and you lose, you know, you think, oh, you know, we've done as much as we can. Whereas, you know, obviously me as the manager as well, I look at myself, could I have done better? You know, I set the team up, I picked the team, and I think the players individually and collective, we just weren't good enough and we didn't ask enough questions. They probably wanted it more. And we spoke about it before the game. It was probably going to come down to moments, and the first goal was such a bobble, wasn't it? Come across the box, bobbled over Grangey's foot, and they've had a tap in. So, and then the penalty, again, disappointing. So, but, you know, but even before that, you know, we didn't ask enough questions. We didn't offer a lot. Our forward play was poor. You know, we spoke about it before the game. You know, defensively, we are good and we got a goal on us. Whereas, unfortunately, today, defensively, we were not at the races and in front of goal, we were just non-existent.
Yeah. Just, but it's almost like nothing actually happened, did it? You know, like you said, the passing was short. They got possession or won back possession quicker than you guys. Just, I don't know, what was the message at half time? Because first half, 0-0 half time, you're still in it, obviously.
I actually thought, given the circumstances and the wind, strong, they're very direct side, I actually said to the boys, I think we've done well to come in at 0-0. You know, Morgan's made an unbelievable save. Yeah. Well, he's made two good saves, actually. Yeah. So I said, look, you know, you've done well to come out, you know, be in this half 0-0. You know, we've got to take it to him now. And like you said, we just couldn't find our range of passing. We couldn't get in behind. We couldn't come short. We sort of run out of ideas, really. We tried to change the formation. We went to a diamond. We tried two up front. We just nothing was working. And you get games like that and you just get frustrated. And, you know, it was a great setup, actually. I thought the atmosphere was great. But I'd hate to try and do an highlights package out of that.
Yeah, it won't last very long.
Oh, yeah, awful. You know, awful. But cup football sometimes like that, isn't it? You know, you've played in, well, you've been around long enough to see, you know, big games, and sometimes they're just awful games. And unfortunately for us, that was one of our worst games of the season.
Yeah, which is, I think that's probably as disappointing as anything, isn't it? Big occasion, didn't turn up, and, well, you have to go again, though, don't you? And you've got an early chance to do so Tuesday in the Senior Cup.
Yeah, you know, I'd like to feel quite balanced, really. You know, this one's going to sting. The bus journey home will be quiet, expectably. But, you know, we've got to dust ourselves down. We've got, you know, we've got a lot of big football games to be played. Semi-final on Tuesday. Big occasion for us. Senior Cup, you know, we always want to do well in that. And then, obviously, we've got a promotion push to go for as well. So, you know, it's important that we don't dwell on this too much. You know, it's disappointing. But I think on reflection, you know, we can be proud of our efforts this year. It's such a tough competition. Sometimes the luck of the draw, if you get a home draw, it just changes the dynamics. You know, it's cup football's so hard to win. You know, it's all on the day, and, you know, it's important that we do bounce back. You know, we don't want to hang over, and, you know, the boys will be disappointed. Of course they will, but, you know, they're a good group. You know, they'll understand the bigger picture of, you know, we've done well, disappointing, put it to bed, and we look forward.
Is there anything you would have done differently looking back on today?
hindsight's a wonderful thing, isn't it? You know, could we have gone with a diamond to start with, gone with two up front, asked more questions? But sometimes, you know, you can do as many, you know, tactics, you can talk about as much as you want, you can do as many counters on a whiteboard as much as you want, but sometimes it comes down to the players themselves as well. So, I'll probably have a bit more of a think about it in depth and just think, you know what, I think we all could have done more, really.
Well, when you're up, you're going to be shot down, and today it wasn't your day, was it, Farmer Town?
No, you know, probably speaking on emotions now, and you know, there's a lot going through your head, you know, raw emotions. I think the overriding thing, didn't do enough, you know, in the attacking wise, we just didn't really create anything, and it was we found it difficult in, you know, the first half. Wind was a lot stronger than you probably thought, really, from the sidelines. Definitely in the middle, but again, that's not an excuse at all. But when they sat deep, we couldn't break them down, and you know, when you've got, you know, two goals that obviously are preventable, that is what it is, but it never really carved us open to, I say that, maybe one or two chances. But apart from that, it's just, I don't know, we just didn't gel today, and it hurt. You know, you feel like you're in touching distance, and I feel for the fans more than anything. You know, they invest so much time and effort and money into watching us, and you know, we definitely underachieved today for sure.
Yeah, I think you summed it up. You were saying about their back line, stubborn defending by them. They were really tight at the back, weren't they? You were a central defender. You know, you would have been proud if you were in their back line today, wouldn't you? The way they played.
Yeah, very good. I mean, they were solid in the air, solid. The ball's into feet, and nothing really got past them. And you know, when you do that, you can just struggle for answers. Just wayward shots from 18, 20 yards, just wasn't leading to anything. And you know, just the general cohesion up top, probably didn't help ourselves in that sense. But I'm not taking anything away from them. They did ultimately do enough, and they did deserve to win. And you know, on the flip side, it's probably like us at Jersey, isn't it? We're very stubborn in defence. We deserve to win that game. You know, on the flip side today, you know, they were very stubborn in defence, and they deserve to win today. That's part of football, and you just have to manage the emotions, and you have to, move on as quickly as you can. But that one hurt, because it's just, you know, you're so close, and you know, it's so hard to get to this stage.
That's the danger when you start mentioning Wembley and such like, isn't it?
Yeah, you have to dream, and you have to look at that carrot and just go, look, we can get there. And I did believe we would get there.
Would it have been different if you were at Bicklin today?
Probably. Probably. We probably would have got 2,500 there easy, and the atmosphere would have been a hell of a lot different. You know, you think, I wouldn't imagine these guys would have come down to Cornwall, really. But again, you get a good side of the draw. You get a home advantage. That is a game changer. I'm not saying that. I'm not speaking in front of everyone else, but I wasn't fazed about, you know, they were quite close to the pitch. You know, the railings are really close to the pitch, can seem quite intimidating for some people, but did that impact some performances? Maybe. And you know, ultimately we just struggled to, like, when the ball was in defeat, do anything really, and that's what it all came down to.
And two sort of sloppy goals, really, weren't they?
Yeah, I mean, it's across the, in the box, and it's just bobbled over Grangey's foot, and then next you know it's the feet of a striker, and it's an open goal. Another one, I did ask the referee if it was a penalty, but what did he do? Apparently he pulled his shirt from behind. Probably would, you know, you would give it. And then next you know, that's 2-0, and then struggle to just do anything, and we just not. It wasn't us today. That's the problem. And again, I'm just, like I said, running on emotions, really. But yeah, they didn't do enough. That's the end of the day.
The only good thing is that actually you've got a game in a couple of days' time, haven't you? Try and get it out of your system.
Yeah, it's a hard one. It's a long trip back. You know, the Senior Cup means a lot to us. You know, won it twice. You know, hopefully we can win it three times. But it's hard. I'm not going to lie. It's hard to think about that now. You know, you want to get that out of your head. you look at what if. But, you know, again, from a player's perspective, for those who haven't got to this stage, you know, 8 games to get to this stage, it's just, it's relentless. It really is relentless. And to add that onto top of our league, you know, cups, league cups, you know, the schedule is just unbelievable. And like I said, these trips ain't, they ain't short. You think our last 2 games, we've flown to Jersey and we've gone down to Southend, you know, it's, and then to add a midweek into that as well. And like I said, now we've got the backlog of games, Tuesday, Saturday, to the rest of the season. And hopefully we can nearly push promotion and I say get a senior cup final.
Well, Skipper, it's up to you to pick the boys up.
Yeah, mate. I'm not going to say too much tonight. I'm not going to say too much tomorrow. You've got to leave it a couple of days, and then Monday, you know, that's when the mindset changes, and we, you know, so we go again.